This is your wrestling podcast fix. New weekly episodes of the NZGiri on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
I think so.
Hello, I'm Fran.
I'm DB Richards.
And JCL.
And DRS.
Get off your phone.
Sorry.
Been on your phone all fucking evening.
My bad.
I want to talk about Pokemon. I want to talk about wrestling.
We can't all be doing Fire Pro Wrestling like somebody.
I was waiting for y'all.
I was always ready, my friend. So, how was your week?
How about yours?
Mine was, so-so. Work is crazy for me right now, and not getting out of work till like 7 at night or 8 at night.
No, you can fix that, right?
You want me to go Uber.
Exactly.
I know. I'm not ready to go Uber, but
come on. You have to go full retard.
So, I've been promoting the Insigori page. And people are joining.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. I think we had a lot of people.
We already got a few new members, didn't we?
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
Yes, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the shit show.
The shit show. Oh. So, I was talking to Haystack. He's enjoying down in Tennessee.
Chilling it up with the mayor.
Oh, yes, he is.
It's all game.
So
Mayor's a little busy with his brother, the Undertaker.
Damn, dude.
There's still Jerry Lawler down there. In his Batmobile.
So, there's a lot of things going on in wrestling.
This has been a hell of a week as far as wrestling is concerned. I think we should talk about the obvious elephant in the room being Roman Reigns.
I thought you were about to say Dean Ambrose heel turn. Oh, wait, Roman Reigns. Yeah, Roman Reigns announces on Raw that he has leukemia, that it has returned from remission. So he had to relinquish the Universal title, which I think is not exactly anybody's worries at this time. So
yeah.
And right there, like, when he did that speech, it was his best he ever had.
Well, it wasn't.
And it sucked because it took him
because it wasn't a promo, it was real.
Yeah, that wasn't Roman Reigns talking, that was Joe talking.
I know it was Joe talking, but I'm just saying, dude, if you let him do that, oh my gosh, it would have been so much better.
If you let him get cancer all the time so he can have promos like that.
No, not like that.
Come
dude.
On,
you
man.
Know, that's harsh. I'm just saying, like, if they let him like out and go, well, free range, and
that's anybody.
It wasn't really as free range as so, more so as it was just speaking from the heart.
Yeah.
Dude, man, he got me. I had some tears in my eyes.
And I can say I can relate because I've had leukemia. So it's not, I know what he's going through. I've had it before in 2012, and I still fight mine every day.
Yeah. I tell you one thing, though. And this is not to be a downer. I feel like he's going to beat it. Well, I mean, I know he's going to beat it.
Yeah, he's going to beat it.
But as far as his wrestling career, it could be over. Because, I mean, like, to recover from it one time, that's great. But most of the time,
what happened with Piper?
Yeah, like, most of the time, you're not really the same after the second time going through it.
Duggan had it.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks, but
he's still pretty young, though.
He is so young.
Yeah, he's young.
And he's got the Vince McMahon money behind him.
That is also true.
So he'll be getting the best treatment and the best drugs and all that stuff.
I still can see him out for
you can still have
like,
the best drugs,
I give
the best treatment.
I'll give him 2 to 3 years. But after all this, I don't know if I'm going to boom anymore after all this.
You can have the best treatment in the world.
But look at who?
And the money and all that. Look at people like David Bell. He had money, but he couldn't beat cancer.
Mm. Well, this is more terminal, though.
But I'm just saying. Because it's cancer. My mom died of cancer, and it sucked that she died. But with anybody, I can
picture somebody like David Bowie, though, wanting to try alternative medicine, which is exactly what Steve Jobs did.
But it sticks. I mean, if I ever get cancer, say goodbye now, because I'm just going to go all natural. That's my thing. So, that's me. That's how I think. I don't think.
Well, if you're going to go all natural, then eat a steak.
Eat a steak?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm a chicken source.
A chicken source. So.
But my best luck to Joe. I hope he does everything right.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I still. Never I'm really on this corner. All right, let me clarify. I didn't care for the Roman Reigns character. It wasn't my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. However, I genuinely wish Joe and Eli a fast and speedy recovery.
Same here, too. I could care less for the Roman Reigns character, right. too.
Did you see, like, the outpouring from him? Like, it wasn't even just, like, WWE. It was, like...
It was fans. Everybody.
Ring of Honor. It was New Japan.
It was Bullet Club.
Bullet Club. Tama Tonga.
Yep.
Like, but you had to...
Kenny Omega. Yeah.
But
ABC.
What's his last name?
Aoki.
Yeah, Anoa'i.
Okay.
Yeah.
What... They're a big family. They made...
Tama Tonga's part of the family?
I don't know if he is. No. But that family is big. They are trainers up in Allentown. You know what I mean? They're everywhere. So they're like the Harts.
No, I think they're bigger than the Harts.
No, they're like the Harts. They're like the main like training family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like how the Von Erichs were big name in Texas. They're the big name in like East Coast. You know what I mean?
There was a comment from one of my friends on Facebook where he says, I'm one of those people that dislike Roman Reigns also, but I hope he comes back speedy recovery so I can hate his guts once again.
I read that somewhere. I don't know where I saw it. Was that on our page?
Yes, it was. There were some people that were like questioning.
People were questioning.
No. Hold on. This was the, there were some people that were cynical about it that were like, you know.
It's a work.
Here's the problem, is that...
That would be sick if it were to work.
But here's the issue, is the fact that Vince McMahon would get so much more backlash than anything going on with Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
This would, like, put him out of business.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, on the flip side, you know, somewhere in Vince's head, even though he will never, ever say this, he's going... Finally, these motherfuckers are going to cheer him.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
We've invested millions of dollars into this guy.
I was thinking the same thing. I was just like, in a cruel twist of irony,
he's
actually getting cheered.
But here's the thing, though, is that... But this is what I was talking about, though, where, okay, so... Somebody's health history, they you know, if you want to keep it private, that you had cancer before, then that's their business. But at the same time, when you got somebody who's in a... publicly owned company who they're investing millions of dollars into, you would have figured that a doctor, an old doctor of his, would have been like, oh, by the way, you know, he's had health issues in the past.
Yeah.
This is the first time this has come out that we're aware of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
So. I hope Joe comes back full. I will cheer him. When he does come back.
Same here.
You know,
the roof will blow off the ceiling when he comes back.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be... I think people are going to start liking him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah.
Until they have made him at WrestleMania again.
Like, so,
damn it.
Or fight Lesnar.
So the WWE Evolution pay-per-view has got an all-star announced team.
For the pre-show.
What?
They're
for the pre-show.
They are loosely
using
the term
all-star.
That's what I'm reading right now. It says all-star announced team.
It's just Renee Young, Beth Phoenix, and Paige.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, and then on the main card, we have Michael Cole.
Yeah, he all-star. Is a good. He is a good girl. This is vintage.
He couldn't find like one decent female voice.
Tell us a decent female voice as far as like broadcast.
Renee Young. Goes.
Renee Young even, barely talks.
No, she's okay in a role.
Have you seen her in NXT?
I mean, Stephanie wasn't bad at the Women's Royal Rumble.
No. Well, I didn't know. That was
you know the part that was really amusing with Renee, though, was when Ambrose did turn heel, and she was like, no!
She was silent.
That was great.
Yeah, she was silent.
She's like, it's my husband!
I honestly
what am I supposed to say now?
I honestly can't wait for, like, this whole heel thing to go on just to see how she's going
to
respond.
I can't wait for Ambrose to walk up to her and go, make me a sandwich.
I would love if she's just like, he's sleeping on the couch or some shit like that.
Probably.
I don't like you anymore. You're sleeping on the couch.
She probably made him sleep on the couch.
So, okay. You know,
speaking
like,
of, sorry to interrupt again, but speaking of Dean's heel turn, that timing couldn't have been any more perfect. Let's be real. Like,
I agree to disagree. I think it was Roman doing that. That's why I do the disagree.
Was beautiful. Like, but like, if you think about it though, that was like the best time to do it. And I know it's still kind of messed up in a
it
way,
was,
but like,
yeah, it was so
if
perfect.
That didn't happen for Roman. That would say I was all for
it. It was so perfect that you would imagine that Roman probably knew what was going on a week in advance, and they were like, "Let's set things up around this."
Like, if had he just turned heel like last week or something, it wouldn't have had the same impact.
Yeah.
Like, he would have still been getting, like, cheered because of his heel turn.
Yeah.
There was literal, genuine shock when he turned heel.
I was shocked.
Like,
and then they went to belts. It was one dirty D's. I'd go like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, that. I'm telling you right now, Paul Heyman has something to do with that. That's a Paul Heyman thing.
No, that was NXT booking.
That was either a NXT Triple H booking or a Paul Heyman thing.
I was like, maybe
here's,
both.
Here's the thing that put it over the top was Rollins' reaction.
When he's like, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
But it's the fact that they're playing it off like Rollins was going, yeah, I deserve it.
Yeah.
And so, then Ambrose was like, no, I'm not done yet.
I'm not done kicking your ass.
But do you think it's kind of stupid that they have the tag team titles though?
No. It's brilliant.
No.
Because that's what they're going to go, what's going to happen next week? Tune in.
It's like when Raven won the tag team titles for Tommy Dream.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah, Raven only kept the title with Dreamer just to be a dick to him because it was like, I know you're injured, but you're not dropping the title.
So
yeah.
This is, they're not going to do this, but this will be interesting. So they should play it up where Ambrose the entire time is like, yeah, he had his heel turn. But what if it was just Rollins he had a problem with and everybody else he's still cool with? He's like, no, he's the dick bag that fucking turned on us first. I'm just returning the receipt.
Yeah, we're still cool though.
But and then on top of that, so they have their little issue, and then when Reigns does come back, he goes, you know what? Fuck both of you. I'm gonna kick you both out. I got my new shield.
So
who would be in the new shield?
The Usos or Authors of Pain?
Yeah, I was thinking Usos.
Yeah, because they could actually promo. So
yeah.
What about Chris Hero?
No. I forgot about this, actually. It was on the subject of Authors of Pain, because I was talking to one of my friends about this. It was, how bad are the Authors of Pain when they don't get the mic at all?
Oh, yeah.
Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley can talk on the mic, but Authors of Pain cannot.
Bobby Lashley's not talking on the mic anymore.
Leo Rush.
But the fact that he can still talk every once in a while. Authors of Pain don't talk at all.
Yeah, because Maverick's doing all the talking for him.
Question. What is your opinion of Leo Rush right now?
He's annoying.
Annoying as
fuck.
Which
is exactly how he should be.
Exactly.
And I love it.
He's like a scrawny Jimmy Hart.
He's the new age Bill Alfonso.
I don't know.
He's like
what
Slick. He's basically like the new Slick.
My man, Bobby Lashley.
I don't know what it is about that. Like, I'm trying to figure something out why I love it so much.
Like, Abraham,
you know what? You know
what
probably reminds you of? Remember the old Looney Tunes episodes with the dog and the sweater and the hat, like the big buff dog, and then he had the little scrawny dog next to him that was always hyping him up and shit.
Yeah,
that's exactly what that is.
Shit.
One of the episodes of Raw, I don't think it was the last one, but maybe the one before. It was when he was going against Tyler Breeze. And the crowd didn't give a single shit. And I'm like looking at it going,
oh, was it Philly?
Yeah.
Let's go there.
But
yeah, that's a bad thing, though. If a Philly crowd is silent, your show is shit.
Yeah, but no, the problem, that's not the issue. The issue is nobody has a reason to care. They could actually, like, you know, because, okay, so Leo Rush can play a good character for Lashley, but why should people care? Mm-hmm. Where is it going to lead?
Yeah, all Lashley was doing is just beating the crap out of Tyler Breeze. That's all that was. Just, okay, just to prove he's the heel, so I'm a big guy. He's a little guy, basically.
But where is it going to lead? It's not going to lead into like a Bobby Lashley like main event run like he had in TNA.
The only thing they have for him so far is just the squash feud with Finn Balor. Yeah.
And then he loses anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And then he lost to Balor, which was a shocker to me.
Then again, who knows what's going to happen now that Roman's dropped the belt, and it's possible that Braun Strowman might be winning it.
I doubt
they're putting it on fucking Lesnar.
Dean Ambrose beats Braun, and then we have Rollins versus Ambrose at Mania.
That would honestly be great.
Because we know eventually we're going to get Braun and McIntyre, where McIntyre is finally going to suffer his first pinfall loss.
The only definite we're definitely getting, though, is a Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose feud.
Yeah, we're getting that.
Whether or not it's for the title is yet to be seen.
Yeah.
And then Rollins goes, hey, remember what I did to your head on the concrete? Let's have a repeat.
Oh, that'd be funny. Instead, he'll do it with Dirty Deeds.
Yeah.
So, oh, my gosh.
Totally they haven't announced anything as far as Crown Jewel goes. It's still up in the air.
Yeah, I heard that the U.S. Senate or somebody, state senate or something, actually took the choice out of Vince's hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, considering the fact that WWE has government connections, it is kind of...
very likely.
I mean, if there weren't connections there, there might be less of an issue, but there is, yeah. So...
Connections is an understatement. We're tied to the hip.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, Linda McMahon is part of the cabinet.
At the fucking Republican Party that's in that office right now has been stunned by Stone Cold.
Yes.
And just about all the wrestlers in WWE are Republicans, so.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, so it's getting moved to probably another country. It might just come to the States.
I heard it's most likely coming to New York.
MSG.
As like a fail safe.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Would they still keep the production values? Would they be like, we're still going to have the fancy entrances and all the pyro? They're going to be like, no, fuck you. This is just New York. And then New York's going to be like, but this is your home.
Like,
but
where's our plush carpet seats?
But out of nowhere,
yes,
Crown Jewels turned to King of the Ring.
No, they already bought all that stuff, so they just use it there. And all
where's our crazy American propaganda promos?
Yeah. No, like Crown Jewels becomes King of the Ring.
No.
They should just keep it Crown Jewel. Fuck it.
So, I know this is an urban legend and all, but Ringside News reported Swaggo.
No, we're not going over this. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dude, I agree with him. I still believe...
It's not a murder. Well, technically it is, but not the way you're thinking about.
Speaks out saying that Chris Benoit and his family were murdered by somebody else.
Say your life, Rand. You always say.
What?
It was Kevin Sullivan. Remember?
I wasn't gonna say that, but
you always
at this point in time, honestly, I don't even care.
No, because like Chavo talked to him on the phone before all that happened,
and that is a great source of information. It's Chavo Guerrero.
But there's a lot of people thinking
Kerwin
he was
White.
How many people think he was murdered? I mean,
Robin Dam thinks he was murdered.
Really? Robin Dam is high.
He's fucking that high. I didn't think that.
You know what? But here's the thing. What difference does it make now? Like, because people are still going to look at it and be like, well, you know, there is a pretty legitimate case for brain damage considering everything that Benoit willingly did over the years. So it is, you know, it is a. Very convincing
that it was a suicide. Wasn't there a suicide?
I don't think there was.
Somebody could have written that.
I mean, there's some. There's always going to be conspiracies with any suicide case. Like it's even the cases with all the musicians over the last few years.
Even if it was a murder, what would you have the game from? Like nothing was taken, anything like that.
It's Kevin Sullivan.
By the way, for you to say that.
Who else would it possibly be?
Oh, yeah.
He took my wife.
Yeah, he took his wife, but I always remember him shooting her because Mike Graham said, he's like, he gonna get you. He gonna get you.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know who it could have been. You know what I mean?
It could have been anything. It could have been Bruiser Brody's ghost.
Yes. Why would Vince McMahon kill
said Bruiser Brody's ghost.
It could have been anything.
He hates Canadians.
He didn't kill Brett. Well, actually killed Owen. And actually, Vince Russo killed Owen. Take that back.
It was Vic Venom.
Vic Venom! But... Dude, like, I know If we had a time machine, we can go back in time.
I'm not going back to that night. If I had a time machine.
Brother, if I had a time machine, we could prevent Owen's death. That'd be the one thing we could
prevent. No, we can't change the time limit. I just want to know.
You can't change the time limit.
What? The timeline. I'm sorry.
So, we can't change the timeline.
So, we're just going to go back in time to look. Be like, yes. Oh, I just want to see what happened.
Yes, we can see and just go back. And
then we see what happened, and it's like horrifying. And we're like, man, I wish we could have not done that.
Yeah, I wish we could have prevented that. But
you don't want to change time. Anything. Because something could happen to us if we change it.
Okay,
HBO Lovecraft. Yes. If we were to change Benoit not dying, all of a sudden, like, we wouldn't be here because our fandom in wrestling would have changed somehow. There would have been a chain reaction.
Yeah, I would have been an Austin Aries fan.
We wouldn't be PG in WWE.
You're a dick.
Yeah, WWE would be PG because of this.
We would still have chair shots to the head.
And Pyro.
That's probably true.
No, Pyro would have still been gone because Vince is cheap.
But would we ever meet?
Yeah.
We still would have been at Amazon.
I'm pretty sure we would have
still. You would have had a different shirt on. It wouldn't have been Seth Rollins. It would have been,
something else. I'd still be in Jersey at that time.
It would have been like an Enzo shirt.
I would have been in Jersey still.
You know what? Speaking of things that would have changed in the space-time continuum. So, this was another subject that I just remember that somebody was talking to me about this. Was that many things in wrestling where they were popularized over the years.
Yeah.
Imagine if everybody used Warrior's Gorilla Press Slam as commonly as they do the DDT.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Can you imagine if Tommy... And the perfect example was, yes, can you imagine if Tommy Dreamer would be bench pressing Raven going, EC fucking W!
That's great.
Oh,
no.
Oh, shit.
You know what would probably be better? If, like, what move is, like, just so over the top? Yeah, if it were a common move, it'd be crazy.
The Canadian Destroyer.
No, that's too obvious. Like,
Brainbuster?
No.
Any variation of the Cutter.
Ooh.
That already is common.
Yeah, but it's still considered a finisher. It's not really considered just a regular move.
Yeah.
If it was just a regular move, then what the hell would Randy Orton do?
Exactly. A neck breaker.
A neck breaker out of nowhere.
So I just read something right now. So Cody Rhodes is not a member of the Bullet Club anymore.
Well, that sucks. And he also lost the NWA title. What the hell?
Did a Willie Mack. Well, he's got the US title.
No, Nick Aldis.
Aldis won the heavyweight title.
Oh.
Willie Mack won the national title.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you win some, you lose some.
Do you think they're actually going to WWE, or do you think it's just all one big red herring?
Red herring?
That's what I think.
I still think that they're making it so blatantly obvious that they are going to go. They're going to be like, did we think you were going to get swerved?
We might be getting swerved.
I mean,
see Cody going.
No,
back.
No, they all go to Impact. I see them more likely going to WWE than Impact.
What's Cody Runnels doing in the Impact Zone?
He's already there. First time, he can go back.
Oh no! Look, it's Cody Rhodes is back. Stardust.
The only thing though is that the Young Bucks, if they were to ever go, they would have to make a joke with Booker T.
Yeah.
They had to be like, well, I guess not shaking your hand kind of worked in our favor, didn't it? What was the other one?
You have a great super kick.
No, better yet, it was, I think this was from last week, was if Kenny Omega ever went to WWE, he should be like, I'm going to sign. I want to stay in NXT. I don't want to ever go to WWE. Just keep me in NXT the entire time.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That would be great for him. Same with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, they just go to NXT and that's it. And then they go, oh, we're going to sign you to the main roster. Be like, no, thank you.
Yeah, we're good. I'll just stay here.
Same thing. I don't want to see Velveteen Dream on the main roster. Same.
I'm dreading it. That's the only... It's like one of the principal things about WrestleMania this year I'm dreading.
Is that, well, he beats Ciampa for the title. That saves him.
So...
Let's all hope that occurs.
One can only hope. I just want Vince to still be pissed off.
Is Johnny Gargano ever going to win the belt?
No.
No.
If he does, he'll be heel.
Do you remember Sam New?
Yeah.
He just publicly revealed that he's battling liver cancer. Since Roman Reigns said he...
So what, is everybody going to reveal that they have, like, health issues now? It's like...
I don't think he was... I think...
This is like stage four, I heard, though.
I mean, he's almost near it.
Gosh.
Man.
They are becoming the hearts. People are dying left and right.
No, that's the Von Erichs.
No, they Bright, all... They all committed suicide.
Well, the hearts still got... Except Kevin. Yeah, hearts, you still got Bright. You still got Bruce.
And Fritz. No, Fritz is...
No, oh, sorry.
Fritz is the Von Erich.
I thought we were talking about the hearts. I'm sorry.
And Nancy.
Smith died. Smith died a couple of years ago. Oh, gosh. That sucks, man.
Everything they were talking about is still better than Raw.
Well, Raw was actually decent.
Yeah, Raw was the heel turn, which was the shocker. It made it good.
I will say, like, Raw was not that bad.
It was better than the Falcons and the Giants game, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
So, Dragon Gate announced a new streaming service featuring a video with Pac.
Pac.
I'll call it Pac.
Where does that name come from, by the way?
Tupac.
Tupac is
kaput. Those of you who don't know, I was like 2 seconds away from smacking DB upside his head.
Oh, man.
Don't get moist on us.
One of these days is going to be a moist day.
Okay, I said the first time. I know. So he deserves it even more.
I'm just trying to figure out which bottle has the most juice in it so it'll be the heaviest.
Snapple.
Hold that.
Yeah, I got that.
What happened on SmackDown?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you. I was doing housework, so I only got little bits and pieces of it.
I fell asleep.
Oh my gosh. You guys put a...
I heard it was good. It wasn't like spectacular.
The only thing that I liked was the fight and the performance between Charlotte and Becky. That was the only thing I found good.
Yeah.
Everything else was just... AJ and Uso.
I heard the Shane McMahon part was pretty funny, where he basically was like... advertising the World Cup thing.
Yeah.
CM Punk.
And everyone, he was like, we'll see who would be the best in the world. And everyone started chanting CM Punk. He's like, yeah, he's not going to be in it.
Yeah, he's not going
to
be in it.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Daniel Bryan.
CM Punk, not Chris Jericho.
Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles meet up. He's going like this. Or like
Too sweet.
He's like doing
this.
Do you
really not know how to do the too sweet?
No. I know how to do it, but he's going like something. I forget what he was doing. He had his finger up. And
what,
like,
was he doing one sweet?
No, he was doing this.
That lasted about
a week. And then he turns, he's like, don't you do this, too sweet? And you hear AJ go, yeah, we say too sweet. And he's walking off.
Well, I got to feel that match.
The Miz and Rey Mysterio had Miz TV. And Rey Mysterio said, oh.
Yeah, I am disappointed.
I should have been on Truth TV.
I thought this was Truth TV.
Oh, God.
But, dude, I think Miz is great as a heel.
You always think Miz is great.
I do, too. I think Miz is a good heel.
Tell us something we don't know.
Okay. I'm not going to agree with
that. Actually, yeah, tell us something we don't know.
Yeah, Miz is a good heel.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Don't go on Wikipedia and look something up. Because this guy over here, what'll happen is we'll talk about some random guy that no one's even
like,
know about.
Oh, and all I wish of a sudden, I knew his name. Let me search it up.
He gets in like white Tanay mode, and it's like, oh, let me wiki search him. And then you go through the entire thing, and it's like, thank you.
We just wanted his name. We don't need his life story.
Thank you, Professor D.B. Richards.
I'm not a professor. Okay. If you want me to.
I will say it's nice to see Mysterio back in a WWE ring. It's only for a little bit.
I'm
happy
to see him.
Or he kills somebody.
Who knows? I mean, maybe. I mean, he looks like he's been in the best shape of his career.
Or he could be in a Rumble
career.
Have you seen his son?
Which one? Oh,
Dominic.
Yes.
And, like, he's...
It's not his son. It's Eddie's son.
Yes.
But whatever.
Eddie's son.
But, dude, he got... He grew. And he's, like, taller than his dad.
Well, of course he grew.
His dad's like 4'5". Like,
and we did find out. No, what is it? Hey, Ray. Is that really Eddie's son?
The funniest thing about seeing Mysterio at a live event, though, was when he was leaving an event, and he was, I think he was going to a rental car with Charlie Haas, or this is how long ago it was.
2003?
Yeah, it was in Philly. And,
hey, kid!
And, like, I think he was a driver. Okay. Mysterio was a driver, and you're looking at it going, oh my god, I think he needs a booster seat. Like,
what was the car? Like a truck or something?
SUV?
I don't hear it, something like that.
Have you seen Ant-Man and Wasp? Yeah.
No.
They're, like, he has this little, he couldn't grow back up, so he's running around the school as a little kid running around. And, like, he's, like, getting to the car, and, like, Hank Pym's like, oh, how's your day? Do you want a juice box?
So is that what people should say to Mysterio?
Yes. Hey, do you want a juice box? Now, that's what I feel when I see a Hornswoggle.
Or we could do what Kevin Owens did to Leo Rush. I think we have a lost little kid here. No, that was Elias who did that. I think that was Elias did to Leo Rush.
We got a lost little kid here.
After he insulted Dallas, but when he said that, I said, okay, that was funny.
So this is jumping subjects, but to go back to Raw. So, is Elias's face turn going to work?
I mean,
as long as they keep his character exactly the same, minus bashing every single town, yes, it'll
He's probably just going to do the opposite. He's going to start, like, praising every town.
No, yeah. He can't.
I mean, he needs to say tweener.
I don't want him to kiss the town's asses, though.
Yeah, that's what I
don't
want.
He needs to mainly just bash his opponents.
Yeah, just let him do that.
You know what WWE stands for? Good, I don't.
Entertainment.
Anyway. World Wrestling
Entertainment. Yeah, he bashes towns. I said, hey, don't bash my city.
He needs to be a tweener.
Yeah.
He needs to, like,
that's not gonna work.
He just honestly needs to be healed.
WWE's writing, unless we're talking NXT, is not good enough for a tweener to work.
No,
because they could barely make, like, faces and heels work.
Yeah. Lash should just stayed the way he was, but like I said, it was funny what he did to Corbin, because Corbin does deserve it regardless. Getting hit with a guitar, which is funny, every 3 weeks him getting his ass kicked. Let's go. He got Angle Slam 1 week. He got drive-by Angle Slam 2 weeks ago.
By returning from vacation, Kurt Angle.
Yeah, that was funny when he got drive-by Angle Slam. He got drive-by Angle Slam.
Complete with his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Hawaiian shirt, Kurt Angle. That
Did I tell you the joke my friend had for that? He fucking texts me while that scene was going. He's just like, why does Kurt look like he's about to introduce me to he's about to welcome me to Jurassic Park?
Or that, or yeah, stole clothes. No, he stole clothes from Carlito's cabinet. He's like, that's not cool. It's true. It's damn true.
No, it was still funny.
He cut a nice little promo, though, for his little segue on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
What did I miss?
Kurt had a little promo promoting
Crown Jewel.
The World Cup.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Crown Jewel, but it was pretty decent for him.
The U.S. Cup.
Dude, man, I'm afraid if they do go over to...
They're going to switch towns.
They're going to switch.
They're going to switch, not towns, locations.
Yeah.
Because I think they will get kidnapped by them and chop off all their heads. Goodbye, Vince McMahon. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I doubt
that. We need NXT guys up now.
What? All right.
We need to call up the NXT guys because Raw and SmackDown, or else we just died.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, it's wow. Not going to Saudi Arabia.
I can see that phone call
down. Yes, not enough.
Vince, it's Finley. We got a problem. The entire Raw roster was murdered at Crown Jewel. Do you got anybody in NXT on reserve? Just get Juice Robinson. Just call him back up. We'll get him.
Wait, we need to promote the 205 live crowd.
You got Enzo still? You got his number on the speed dial?
Big Kansas.
I think then, it's time to bring up Gargano.
And then Enzo, like, calls up. He's like, oh, people died? How you doing? That is not funny, but it is.
We're all going to hell.
All right, fine.
No. Fine. We're not going to hell. We're not the ones that are dealing with Saudi money. Okay?
Yeah, good point.
We're just joking about it. They're the ones actually dealing with it.
Yeah.
Except for John Cena and Daniel Bryan, who
don't
want to
go.
They just
said they're not going.
Yeah.
Because,
honestly, like,
I wouldn't go either.
I wouldn't go either.
Considering how big they are, they basically have Vince by the balls.
Yeah.
Like, because what's he going to do? Like,
he's got no training.
You're going to fire John Cena? Really?
Yeah.
Like,
he's going to have to do it. He's going to have it moved to another
meanwhile,
location.
Meanwhile, Shawn Michaels is like, man, I feel like a bigger ass now.
Right?
See, it's like, I returned for this, and it might not even happen.
I guess that's why he looks so unhappy in his all his DX picture.
He looks so fucking miserable.
Okay, I supported what was the Greatest Royal Rumble the first time?
Yeah.
Now, since somebody got killed that was a reporter, now I'm like...
But these are things that happen all the time over there.
This is just the first time it's been brought.
Yeah, this is the first time it's brought to our attention.
Yeah,
but
this is how their government works.
Because they were changing, and then
here we go.
They were changing.
Well, we're allowing women to drive
and vote.
They have many, many years to go.
Yeah, remember they were allowing women to drive and vote.
Think of it this way: have you seen or heard of the game Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Umbrella Corporation did some good, but they're still evil as shit.
What good did the Umbrella Corporation do?
Just some.
They gave us Code Veronica. That was bad.
I'm not saying
they're good. I'm saying there was like
one good moment they did.
Are you saying that WWE should go to Raccoon City? No, get the Nemesis out there. WWE superstars.
Was it you guys?
I mean, I would pay a lot of money to see Braun Strowman versus Mr. X. Okay.
I got a question.
Strowman versus the Tyrant.
Cena versus G.
Was it one of you guys that shared the Yoshi going into Raccoon City?
That was
Robot Chicken.
That was Robot Chicken.
Okay. I don't know why. It stuck my head, but...
But basically, what I'm trying to say is... Saudi Arabian government is almost exactly similar to Umbrella.
Or Trinity. Mm-hmm. Or Trinity. Tomb Raider. I don't know if you play Tomb Raider or not.
But it's...
The new movie was good.
I got the Shadow of Tomb Raider. I just beat it right now. I just beat it finally. That was my phone. Well, y'all were looking.
That's why...
Bottom line is, this whole Saudi Arabia crown jewel thing is very iffy, and I think... It'd just be better if they moved it out of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Just move it.
They should take it to Iraq.
And speaking of Crown Jewel, did you hear recently, not too long ago, that fucking Hogan basically said he's going to be at Crown Jewel? I was just like, yeah, okay, buddy.
Along with the NWO.
Oh my gosh. And then you go here. The racist Hulk Hogan has his head chopped off in Saudi.
Yeah, Hulk and me is running wild all over the fucking floor.
He's beheading people with leg drops.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be crazy if we're watching the pay-per-view and they started killing people?
It's like, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, decapitate people.
Oh my gosh,
praise
what just happened?
Allah.
WWE fans!
Oh my god, I don't know why I just thought it was if Hogan comes out and he's wearing like Iron Sheik style gear and a turban that just says Hawk still rules all over it.
Iron Sheik would be like, God damn it, Hogan, I still hate you!
I'll make your ass humble.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what is the Iron Sheik thinking of all this?
It's one of the reasons why he left the country. Was he Iraqi? I think he's Iraqi.
I'm not gonna lie. I've talked about it with Fran earlier. Nice long ago. I was just like, Iron Sheik in his prime was body goals, man. That's the only guy I know that had a beer gut and a six pack at the same time.
Well, you got your question. Johnny did turn heel.
Oh, that's right. Because NXT is
he's the one who attacked Black.
He's the one who attacked Black. Yep.
Yes, for anybody who likes spoilers, you just heard.
Oh, what the hell?
It's taped anyway. I knew like a week ago. Like,
yeah, but some people will try to avoid that stuff. Whatever. Yeah, if you're listening to this show, you probably already know. If not...
If you're listening to this show, why are you listening to this show? NXT is on.
It's already over.
Yes. By the way, there's spoilers on this podcast, even though it's probably going to get uploaded next week, so you don't have to worry about it.
So is he like...
Yeah, he's full-fledged heel.
Is he like Eddie Edwards heel, where he's like still pissed off at the other guy, or is he just like...
I don't know yet. It just ended with that.
So wait a second. So wait, are Johnny Gargano and Tommaso going to have a reunion now?
Oh my god, if DIY comes back as a heel tag,
he's like, see?
That'd be great.
and then Ciampa's like, yes, I knew you would discover the dark side.
That'd be great.
DIY. Oh, they totally got to do that.
Oh, man.
That would be good.
That'd be hilarious.
Ooh. I'll ruin just, my dream match.
This is just like a fucked up way of just bringing DIY back.
I know. Let's have,
the fucked up way how they brought the Steiners back.
You know what would be the perfect heel versus heel, like, tag team match? DIY versus Undisputed Era. Oh, my God. Oh,
man, that'd be great.
Who can be the bigger dickheads?
And then Undisputed Era is back to full
strength now.
Yeah, no.
Dude, I'm happy Bobby Fish is back.
Dude, that match at Madison Square Garden that they're going to have is going to be ridiculous.
I know.
I wish I could get tickets. Did you hear about it?
No, I didn't.
It's like a 5-man tag. It's like a 8-man tag because it's full Undisputed Era and Ciampa. No, 10-man tag actually. Full Undisputed Era and Ciampa versus Pete Dunne, Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, and Aleister Black and
Johnny Gargano.
I think it was Gargano.
But he's not there anymore.
Well, I mean, they're probably going to change it now. But God, I would pay to get those. Yeah.
It's gonna be a 12-man instead of.
What if it's Lars Sullivan?
Hey, he wasn't a 5-star match. Yeah, 5-star Lars Sullivan.
Oh man,
I still think he needs. I still think he needs to tour Japan. At least once in his career.
Yes,
because he's such a goofy motherfucker. And you know that if you talk to him in person, he's probably like the coolest guy.
Yeah, his favorite words is baby Ruth.
Well, that was the same thing with Braun. Like, you know, it's like, oh, look at this big guy, and then you watch his like videos on social media, you're like, oh my god, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude, my favorite is him
as Elf.
No, when he, like, he's putting little spots where he shitted.
Oh, I remember he told
him. Or his Tinder profile.
Oh my god.
Like lifting weights and eating steaks.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
And he can't get a woman?
Oh, he can.
Oh, he can.
They're afraid they're going to get broken.
Her name was Alexa Bliss. What are you talking about? Where have you been?
Where have you been? Her name's Alexa.
Dude, what about Murphy?
Fuck Murphy.
You know what? You know what? That's why Buddy Murphy got better, because he's like, I don't have a choice.
No, Vince gave him the 205, the Cruiserweight Championship, because he just felt bad, because he knew fucking Braun Strowman was
blowing. Hey, look, Braun's fucking your woman. Here you go. Yeah, Braun's fucking your woman. I was going to give you the Cruiserweight title.
Look, dude, I'm sorry I made Braun fuck your wife. Here's the Cruiserweight title. Yeah. We good?
I'm sorry that you're the kook in the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that pig though is pretty cute still. up top? No? Alright.
So, what's next in the world of Enziguri?
Well, we have a pay-per-view coming up.
Yes.
Oh, which one?
Evolution.
I somebody just put their matches in already.
Huh. That's good.
That's good.
He's just getting it out of the way because he knows he's not going to watch it.
Well, you don't want to watch the Mae Young finals?
That's all. I'm only going to watch it for the 4 matches. And that's
the only matches I'm looking forward to.
Wait, you're only watching it for what?
The 4 matches and that's it.
Yeah.
But that's more than regular pay-per-views.
And?
Yeah, but it's like, I'm not looking forward to this pay-per-view. I'm only looking forward to 4 matches.
Same here.
I think at WrestleMania there would have been like 4 matches. I was like, I gotta watch these.
Well, WrestleMania is different.
It's different.
So like I'm guessing, Super Bowl. So I'm guessing the ones that you're looking for is the Becky Lynch and Charlotte match.
Yep.
Zayn versus Baszler.
Yes.
Yep. I gotta support my wife.
And the Mae Young Classic.
Yep.
What is the other match?
The NXT UK one.
But who are they wrestling? Who is she wrestling?
Find out probably on Sunday.
That girl's getting some serious Ciampa heat, by the way, after she broke that one. After she's like taking credit for breaking that one chick's leg.
Damn.
Dude, she is a beast.
She turned her profile picture into the scene of the girl getting hit, treated by medical.
Dude, I watched the first Mae Young Matt, the show. I was like catching up on it. And like, she's in one of the first matches. And I thought it was like, oh my gosh, who is she?
Yeah, she's really good.
She's cute too, for a bigger girl.
Mm-hmm. And she's like seriously getting that Ciampa heat.
Yeah, I like it.
She's even started going back and forth with Becky, and it's hilarious.
Damn,
dude. But you don't want to see Ronda versus Nikki.
No.
Really.
I'm.
That match is either going to go one of two ways: a squash, like it should go, or a DQ.
Cena's gonna squash, and then Nikki and Bree are gonna gang up, and that's when Shayna gonna come out, because I think that's when Shayna's probably gonna get called up.
Probably.
To protect Ronda.
If Shayna loses
in her Ronda doesn't need protection.
No, but eventually we all thought we were gonna have the NXT Four Horsewomen versus the MMA Four Women match, but we know that's been scrapped because of Becky's heel turn.
There is, I'm not caring for the match. I hate like six-man matches because we already know who's always going to win. It's always the good guys.
Not necessarily.
Dude,
I don't know. But the person I'm watching right now is Liv Morgan.
The concussion thing.
No, she's
actually pretty decent in the ring.
She's decent.
She was pretty good in NXT.
I didn't say she was. No, I didn't say she was a bad wrestler. I'm just saying, like, when Nikki, when Brie gave her the concussion, that's what I'm going about.
But like the whole like, I still like Bailey. I like Natty. I mean,
fuck hugs.
But like something about Liv Morgan, I want to see more.
Because it's just a lot of untapped potential.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you see that one picture on Facebook of the guy that had the Pornhub shirt with Sasha Banks?
Oh, that was hilarious.
We need to see more of that, by the way. We need to see more like fan boys or whatever with their favorite female wrestlers wearing Pornhub shirts
or just uncomfortable t-shirts in general.
Be like, or one that has an arrow that says like, "I'm with whore."
I want to see how Trish Stratus is
in the ring.
In the ring, since
she'll be fine
since the Rumble.
She was decent at the Rumble. I feel like now that she's had enough time to shake off as much in ring rush as she can, she's going to do better. I already know Lita's good to go. She's been training at that Maryland Wrestling League that she's been at.
But she works in WWE as a producer. So, you know, she's heading.
So, she's been at the Performance Center every now and then.
So we're going to see the moonsault where it looks like she almost kills herself.
Oh, her moonsaults still do look clean, though.
Yeah.
I would like to see what Mickie James and Alexa Bliss can do. No, against two legends.
Well, we already
know. We've seen Mickie take on both Trish and Lita.
Yeah, Mickie's not the issue.
It's Alexa.
She'll be fine.
And then we got the Mae Young Classic Finals. I like Toni Storm. I saw her first.
I thought she was in the UK thing. She's in the Mae Young Classic too?
Yes.
Huh. Ayo Shiori, though, that's what I'm looking for.
Awesome.
I can't pronounce the name.
Io Shirai.
I haven't got to her yet.
She's really good.
I want to.
She's like.
I just saw the first episode.
Over there, she's like probably at the same popularity level as Nakamura was before he got over.
Oh, okay. And Rhea Ripley versus TBD.
That's the chick you want to look at third.
TBT?
She's no. Not
We don't know who TBD is.
TBD.
Rhea Ripley is basically Chick Ciampa.
Yeah, I watched and I enjoyed her already. And then we got Kairi Sane versus Baszler for the title.
My wife needs to retain. I'm sorry, I love Kairi Sane.
She's the pirate chick, right?
Yes. Yep. With the crazy awesome elbow.
Is it better than Savage?
Let's not go too far, dude.
Dude, Savage has the best elbow in the business.
I mean, they're different. You can't really compare them. It's like comparing the RKO to the Diamond Cutter.
But the RKO is better than the Diamond Cutter.
Well, because he hits it better.
He hits it anywhere.
Yeah, Diamond Cutter can be hit anywhere.
Diamond Cutter had the better counters, though,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah. Diamond Cutter better than the RKO. Diamond Cutter could be.
And then we got Becky Lynch and Charlotte in the last women's standing match.
Becky
better keep this.
Oh, yeah. We know Becky's going
to win. It'll be too early for her to drop the belt.
No. Or it could go to a draw.
But Becky.
That's also possible.
I'm enjoying heel Becky.
Oh, I love heel
Becky. I love heel Becky.
I love that and everything that she's been doing, too, like as far as like in other like forms of media and stuff. She's still in character as heel Becky.
Yeah.
Charlotte just became the biggest wuss in the world. It's like, I love you, Becky. And I'm like,
I thought it was great how on their segment on SmackDown the other day, it was like her, Paige, and Charlotte in the ring. I think for like a contract sign or something. Yeah. I forgot. Contract sign?
I think it was.
And she was basically like, Paige betrayed us, you betrayed us, and now it's my turn, basically. It was so funny.
And then we know it's going to be the main event of the card. Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella.
I'm turning it off after that.
Well, you're not coming to what?
I mean, I'll go. I'll probably like put on my headphones and stuff and not stop paying
attention. We all chill and it's...
Yeah, it'll just be in the background and we'll just look over like, oh, Ronda won. And
see, we get together, we have fun because we're a family.
Yeah, but at the same time, I could not care less for that. I couldn't care any less for that main event. Like, Fran, what are your thoughts on that?
On the just the pay-per-view?
No, the main event.
Main event, Rousey versus Nick.
Exactly.
See? Yeah, that's basically
it. What are your thoughts, Walker?
Fuck it.
They need to... If they did this right, they should make the last woman standing match last.
They should
have. They should. That should be the main event.
I think they need to put the... If I'm putting this together...
it's too little too late because, one, there was little to no build-up for almost anything.
Yeah.
Two, most of those matches they were coming up with on the fly.
Yeah, the Battle Royal was on the fly because you could go on Twitter, like match. With Naomi and... Oh, sorry, dude.
If I'm putting this together, if I'm putting the card together, the first match is going to be the Royal Rumble or the Battle Royal, whatever.
I would agree with that. I'd make that my first match.
That should be the first match. You know
honestly,
what I mean?
You know what could have been better instead of Battle Royal?
What?
I know the tag matches were done, but say Bliss didn't get the concussion and that is stated singles match, right?
Yeah.
Mickie and
would have been taken on lead regardless.
That would have been a singles match. Turn the SmackDown women, give them a 5-on-5 Survivor Series style elimination match with all the alumni.
Ooh.
That would have been better.
Okay, so
have like Asuka, Naomi, Dana Brooke, and whoever.
So you
against
would
the Molly Holly, Molly Holly, Michelle McCool,
Alundra Blaze,
Kelly.
Yeah, that would have been better.
I just saw Kelly's name here.
I wouldn't have minded that
because then you can actually see what they can do besides, you know,
about Battle Royal. You're only going to see like maybe you're going to see these like 5 seconds of their
before
stuff.
They get thrown over the top rope or something.
So if I put in the card together, I will make the Battle Royal first. Second, I will make the Mae Young Classic right there.
This pay per view is going to fuck up so many people.
Yeah,
oh, I know.
Yeah,
I think half the people are just gonna be like, oh, "Do I have to put in picks? Do I really care that much?"
I think Mae Young class is gonna be next.
Mae Young.
That would have.
So if I was smart to make my third match in the card, I would put the UK women's title match. So and then I will make Ronda Rousey versus.
I would put Ronnie and Nikki before Charlotte and Becky.
I would too.
Dude, I would make Charlotte and Becky last. And then I will give it to Kairi Sane next. And then Trish and Lita. Because that's the shitter match.
Well, not necessarily.
No. I'm not calling it, like, it's the match before the main event.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That'd be everybody go to the bathroom, get their beer, and get their popcorn, basically.
No, that's nothing. The Battle Royal, to be honest with you.
Battle Royal put first.
Yeah, Battle Royal be me getting
because
beer.
Because I'm thinking that's going to be...
That'd be go to the bathroom, get a beer match.
That's going to be, like, right in the pre-show. So, and then I'll have Becky and Charlotte end the show.
I would. But I think I'd do disagree here, and I'd have my card a little bit different. I agree with Battle Royal being first. Second match I would do would be I would put the NXT Women's Championship match as second.
Right.
That's just me. I'm going here. Third, I would do I'd probably say the tag match between Trish and Mick. That my third match. Fourth, I would go with the UK match. And then before the main event between, I would put the UK title at before Charlotte and Becky. That would be Meg.
Okay. Same thing as you, but I would swap the NXT with the UK.
Okay.
See, my whole thing is you want a non-title match before the main event.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean.
You don't want too many title matches together.
Yeah. You had to split it up a little bit.
I just felt like.
And that's just me. If I was booking, I would try to build, keep the crowd going hot.
So much time to prepare for this, and they waited to the last minute because they wanted to focus so much on Crown Jewel, and now it's blowing up in their face because
it's not their fault.
It is their fault.
No, it's not their fault. It's
bad booking.
It's not, no, it's no booking. Yeah. No, the Crown Jewels thing is not their fault because they're getting ready to go over, but Saudi fucked up and killed someone. Now everybody in the world is fucked.
It's not even really just because it's just it's not even even before that though. They were putting more time in the Crown Jewel than they were of Evolution.
No,
because
you didn't hear
Evolution
anything.
Was a damn near afterthought.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that it came first before
Crown Jewel. Yeah, because after Hell in a Cell came is when did Crown Jewel officially get announced? It was right after Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. And you had like, and it took three. Like yeah, like you said, it came. It announced Crown Jewel right after Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, because yeah.
And then after that, it took like 3 months just for them to announce the first match. First match. For Evolution.
Yeah. Nobody knew what we were going on Evolution. We were going like, okay, this is the all-women pay-per-view. We were going like, okay, what's it going to be? Because we focused more on, after Hell in a Cell, we focused on Crown Jewel. Then we focused on Super Show.
Yeah. Evolution was the total afterthought.
Yeah. Because first it was Super Show first. Then it was Crown Jewel.
Yeah. Then Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Well, now
the announcement of Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What?
Oh, Matt Tremont. Post his wrestling show on our page.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. I didn't know he's joined. He said he was going to join. That's awesome. So, Hardcore Halloween, Wednesday, October 31st, 2018. Party starts at 5. Matches start at 8. If they didn't, if it wasn't in Jersey, I would go. No, I'm talking about it's too far away.
How far in Jersey are you talking?
It's a Wednesday. I got work.
Oh God, that's bad.
I don't get out till late, and when I get there, it's gonna be.
It'll be
it's
over.
Like, how long was the ride? Like an hour.
You know how you can fix that, right?
What? Don't go to work. No, you're gonna say Uber.
Exactly.
I can't Uber yet.
Yes, you can.
No, I did see USA offer dental. You should look into it.
Wait, what offer dental?
USAA.
USAA?
Yeah. $28 for the best one. I want to look into all that.
Seriously, you should look into it.
Let me look into insurance first.
Because you, on a bad week, tend to make more than me on a good week. Like, you'll be like, oh, it's like, oh, I only made $350 this week. I'm like,
I went to the airport 4 times in one day.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I still waiting for the money off my parents for that.
Yeah. This guy over here, his highest week was almost $1,000.
Damn.
My highest week Ubering was like $680. You know, so you would be fine.
And don't forget the tips.
We're not even talking about
I can tell he makes a whole lot in tips over here.
Why?
You. Because if you're having a good week, you almost said you made $1,000 a week, right?
That was a really good week.
Oh yeah,
but you made like 900 plus probably like a few times.
Yeah, and that was just taking off.
And not to mention, you weren't driving Lyft at the same time.
Now you're just true.
All of a sudden, you're like, man, fuck real work.
I had to before I do any of that. I need to look into. A short, and see what
you
I can
be
do.
Fine.
And then I had to open up a normal bank account.
TD.
Put savings in there
TD.
For my taxes.
TD.
Taxes. And I'm not going to TD.
Fuck you, asshole.
Nothing against it, but I will not go anywhere besides USAA.
I got TD, so I just opened up a savings account not too long ago, and somebody did ask me about the credit card. I was like, no, that's okay. You're like, but you can consolidate. I'm like, no, fuck it. I'm not dealing with any of that.
Hey, if you get it through me, I can get you a good deal. I can hook you up.
Ooh. I might have to think about that.
Nothing against TD. I bet you guys are awesome. But ever since Wells Fargo screwed me over, I'm done. And I don't want to work with anybody besides USA.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because, like, I tried to fix some overdrafts before, and they told me to go this happened to TD too. TD got me too. It's like, if you put the money in, we won't hit the overdraft if you do put it in by 12 o'clock. And then I do it, and then
you got the overdraft thing.
And then I fight it, and they're like, oh, we can't do anything about it now.
Quick side note, Chris Jericho's crew is officially sold out.
That's Congrats. Not a shock there.
If I won the lottery, I would have got cruise tickets for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, South so, Carolina
you didn't even play. So, what are you talking
my,
about?
My one friend that was on the podcast before, like the guy named Mark.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the cruise.
Oh, is he?
Damn.
And he kept telling me, like every day, he's like, there's still tickets available. There's still. I'm like, dude, I don't have money like that. Okay? This was the last thing that he posted where he was showing the prices for it. If I can scroll up.
Hey, would he do something for us and
probably.
Go on Facebook Live? We'll give him the rights to post whatever he wants.
Rights, yeah. Okay, so he goes, oh, look, there's still tickets. Well, they're well, not now, but it's like, oh, look, the price for one guest. For one person, $1,299.
Yes, let me pull that out of my pocket.
Yes. Or if you had
a group?
A group. Oh, it's only like, you know, it's like, oh, two guests price per person. It's only $800. Like, so it'd be like $1,600. Yeah. So really, it'd be actually not that bad if you had multiple people, but one person, you're fucked. So if you don't have any friends, then it's going to be too expensive for
I
you.
I know, gosh. God, I wish I had friends.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But, yeah. Once again, H20 Wrestling, Matt Tremont, his company is next Wednesday, October 31st, Hardcore Halloween, live at H20 Center in Wilmington, New Jersey. Tickets are only $15. First match starts at 8. Go out and see it. Do we have a card? No, we don't have a card. Oh, wait. We might have a card.
You don't have to talk about it. Just let people go at, like, a house show.
We need to get him on.
Who?
Matt Tremont.
Yeah.
We should do, like, a one show and get him on and just ask questions.
Yep. That's your job.
Oh, you want me to do it?
You're the promotions guy.
Oh.
Well, Monty was, but he's not around now.
But I thought you were the one that
he's
talks.
He's around in spirit, Ryan.
Because you have to have their number onto your phone, your computer, and you can talk to them. So.
I'm in charge of editing this stuff. You're the promotions guy.
What is he doing?
He's happy to be here.
He's the, I don't know what you are. You're the Pokemon guy.
That's him.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You're the ramen guy. How about that?
Yeah. No, that's Monty.
Well, now he is.
Yeah. I can't.
Responsibility falls under me now.
But you can't say anything, but you can't use the phrase legit ramen, even though you bought it up first.
Damn it, that was my phrase.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Just because it's your profile name on
Black Fortnite.
Fortnite doesn't even take it.
So.
Okay, then I'll be illegitimate ramen.
Yes, that's perfect.
Fuck that legit ramen shit.
So you want me to...
Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll figure something out. It'll be like... It'll be like our never-ending quest of never talking to the Blue Meanie.
So we should go. We should like jump in the car and drive up there.
Yeah, why not? Let's just do it now, and then we can do a ride along because I know how much you love that.
I don't want to do a ride along.
Why? You always do.
Ride along with my friends.
I want to do a ride along with Gangrel so I can fall asleep in the back of the car. We can have another great story. Hey, it got quiet, so let's go over plugs.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about the leak.
No, we're not. Then, yeah, you just did.
We did already.
Oh, did we do the points?
We did the point last time. We're good.
No,
yeah. Okay, so we got...
Because I just put them and pushed them today.
So we got Wrestle Cave, who they're actually doing a podcast too right now.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Shout out to those guys.
And, oh, by the way, I'm going to keep mentioning this until this man, JCL over here, gets his copy of 2K19, that you're going to be going against Ace. So, and yeah. We need to live stream that, because that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I need to prove it's my dominance. And
your 2K19 dominance.
Because yeah. I am horrible playing video games with people.
Well, this dude here is the competitive guy, okay?
Look who's talking. No, I don't shout at the screen when I...
Dude, he beat 30th. You once. He beat you once, and then you started, like, going...
Became a ref.
And then you got pissed off. It's like, I'm going to kick your ass now, and pick up a chair and knock the dude out. I'm like, what the fuck is this game?
Yeah, nobody right. likes losing, Dave.
But there's a lot of rage quitters.
You can play to have fun. I play to win. What's wrong with that?
You sound like somebody at a casino. It's like, oh, you play to pay machines? Fuck you. I'm playing to dollar machines.
That's like
I'm
going to
win or I'm going to lose hard.
Basically.
You like ramen? I like this better ramen stuff.
This better ramen stuff. Yeah, so we got to get that going.
Wait. You like Nikes? I'm an Adidas kind of guy.
I thought you were about to say New Balance.
No, I'm a New Balance. He's
you know, the KKK shoes. I'm just fucking with you. I got New Balances too,
so
dude.
Offended.
Dude, I have New Balances too, so I don't care.
Excuse me, New Balance fit my feet well.
Is that kind of the whole thing when you're talking about, like, you know, oh, I need a vehicle that's going to fit me just right. And the only vehicle that could be is any Jeep.
Yes.
Any
I
Jeep.
Support Jeep.
Any Jeep.
Dude, you don't drive a Jeep in your face.
You support Dodge.
Dude. Yes, you support Chrysler. You know what? I had a conversation with somebody in an Uber the other day about this, because I said, yes, I have a friend of mine who's got a Jeep, and she's like, oh, I'm a Jeep girl. And I go, yeah. And my buddy's got a Jeep Renegade. She's like, it's not a real Jeep. It's gotta be a Wrangler. Oh, he used to have one, but it kind of died on him. Why?
Why is she taking an Uber then?
It's lowering your stand in the community.
Because she can't afford the gas in her Jeep.
It's lowering the stand in the Jeep community.
Hey.
Hey, you
I can race her Jeep.
Oh, here we go again. Talking about racing people. You gotta slip some NOS in there.
Yes. I did put NOS in there.
Get up to like 90 miles an hour.
Yes. I think I can go up to 180.
That's cute.
Or
how
was
long
it 90?
Did it take for you to get here today? How many times did you get pulled over?
None, actually.
Oh my god, you weren't going fast enough.
I know, what's up?
No,
what's
just the cops couldn't catch me.
No, a guy at work, he got pulled over the other day at work. Like, he left work to go get something to eat.
Yeah.
And, like, out of nowhere, he went over the curb by accident. And a cop pulled him over for going over the curb.
Well, that sucks for him.
Damn.
$200.
Oh,
what an ass.
This is Ellesmere, yo.
What an Ellesmere ass.
$200 for a ticket.
Okay,
and plus
so...
He was changing his song on his phone, so he got that.
Okay, so shout out to the cop. Shout out to the guy that got pulled over. And shout out to Jeep lovers. And
except Renegades.
And
shut up, my Renegade's
kidding.
Awesome.
And Wrestle Cave Podcast.
I'm going to let you drive my Renegade. You're going to fall in
love with Porter.
I'm
and
pretty sure.
Dude, I drove it once. You know the one thing I did like was the seats. The seats are cozy.
Yes.
Everything else, I like my car. But it doesn't have any power. I already realize this. But, you know what? When I was over at the shop talking to somebody about this, or...
about my Jeep again?
No, not about the Jeep. Like, so I took my car to get an estimate, and the lady was like, oh, you know, I'm a big Honda person or whatever. Like, you know, my son's got, like, one that's got, like, 200,000 miles on it. Another one's got, like, 300,000 miles on it. This other guy I actually picked up in PA, I think it was, like, 2 weeks ago, he said... Yeah, this one guy, he had a Honda Civic he traded in, and it had almost 400,000 miles on it, and it was still running. He just got bored of it. Like, you know, you have a car for that long, and you're just like, you know what? I think I'm going to get something else now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Matt Riddle debuted.
He He makes his debut next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can finally cycle off all the drugs.
No, because it's taped and all, and already happened. Oh, but yeah.
So what's his finishing move going to be?
To smoke.
Up in smoke.
Up in smoke.
My God, up in smoke.
Up in smoke.
I kind of want him to come out to Cody Rhodes' original WWE theme.
Which one?
Smoke and Mirrors.
No. I want him to come out to like Van Damme music. No, you know what? Somebody was, no, when there was somebody on Facebook who was like, oh, he's like the new Van Damme. And somebody else was like, why? Because he's high? It's like, he's got the same swagger as Van Damme.
He really does.
Like, I mean, and the way, okay, the way he talks, yeah, obviously it's pretty like, dude. But like, no, the wrestling style itself is much different, so. But everything else is the same. We got...
Oh, shout out to Mark Out Club.
And...
Who are they?
We do this same shit every time.
And Cult of Kayfabe.
Why haven't you... Why have... Oh, I hate them.
Why do you hate them?
Because they're snowflakes.
Why are they snowflakes?
Because they kicked me out because I said CM Punk is a snowflake.
Is a snowflake?
Snowflake. I don't like talking about it, man. It hurts my feelings.
Don't be snowflake. And we got a double dropkick. Two cool guys that like to talk about wrestling.
Oh, God, yeah. You guys need Monty so bad.
We need to get a recording from him and just play every single time.
Why don't you get a recording of that? Out of one of the old things. And
oh, my God. Yeah, all of a sudden.
Stop for a minute, guys.
It's like, so we got double dropkick. Two cool guys.
It'll be like in South Park when they had to use Chef's voice from Splice's episodes.
Monty, we miss you, buddy.
We also got...
you gotta get a bowl of ramen soon when you come back, man.
We also have Josh Ho, who should be on the show next week, hopefully.
Next week, yeah.
And...
You gonna talk about his two takes?
Five takes. Next week.
And still gotta talk about the other guy, Steven, from... Coffee and Conspiracy Podcast, so you can find the Shoutcast. He's been wanting to get on. I gotta talk to him again. And Taxman, did you have anything?
Pay up or you get audited.
That's his shout out for the week.
Oh my gosh, you don't have anything? It's like, follow me
also,
on Twitter.
Quick shout out to Rich Haynes, one of our members on the page. Like all your contributions to the page, and keep up the good work, man.
That was my pick.
I'm sad tonight, Twitter man.
Oh yeah, we met somebody new. He's one of Josh's friends.
Oh really?
Yes. So he wants to help us put a web page up.
Oh, we're finally gonna make the web page.
I'm on.
Yeah.
I thought it was like just a running gag that we had, like when Jimmy Kimmel always says Matt Damon's not at the show.
Is he?
Well, it just got quiet again.
Oh, because we are trying to think of this great moment in life that I don't know.
The great moment in life?
A great moment.
Oh, I know what moment it was. It was when Austin Aries lost the belt to Johnny Nitro.
When he no-sold.
Oh, yeah, there was somebody on our page wrote, did anybody know John Morrison is on Survivor? Every week I say on here that he's still on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't watch this week yet, but next week I'll say he's on the show. I didn't have a chance to watch it. I totally forgot to. But right now, John Morrison's still on Survivor. Till next week, we'll find out.
And he is the current Impact Champion.
Dude, I really want to call him Johnny Survivor. Because he takes every show he's on and uses that as his last name.
What other show should he be on?
Because he was Johnny Impact.
Johnny Mundo in Lucha Underground.
And then he was Johnny...
But what shows would that not work with if you were to do that?
Johnny Raw.
You know what? I think somebody actually mentioned that before. They were like, yeah, we don't want to hear Johnny Raw.
Yeah, I don't think Johnny SmackDown.
Johnny SmackDown.
Oh, Johnny NXT.
Johnny
NXT.
Johnny, oh,
Johnny TakeOver.
Johnny TakeOver.
Johnny 205.
Johnny 205. I'm down with that one. I'm down with that one.
What else? What else do we got?
Johnny UK.
Johnny UK.
Johnny UK.
Oh, what else?
What? And then somebody's like, how are you British? Bloody hell.
Oh, I got one. It might work. Johnny Thunder.
That does sound like a wrestling name.
Oh my gosh. And right, he has right. to be an Indian too.
No. He has to be what?
He has to be an Indian. Like Tatanka, Johnny
India?
No, Johnny Thunder. He needs to be like a Indian guy.
Man, we are bored. Okay. So I think that's it for this week if we're talking about Johnny India.
I mean Johnny Saudi.
Johnny Saudi. Johnny Sweet Saudi Money.
Do you got any topics before we go?
Topics? I thought we just went over all of them.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
But I really want to get somebody on and do an interview with them.
Yeah. We'll get there eventually. Yeah. It'll be for our
200th. It feels like a running joke.
It'll be for our 200th episode.
When is our 200th episode?
In maybe a couple years. We still got a long way to go.
So we should go up and talk to Blue Meanie and get him on.
Yeah. We'll offer him
this guy wants there. Dave Keener on next week.
I didn't say that.
I just want to go.
What about to say?
Talk about Gangrel in the car.
And how serious he takes wrestling that you can't say that it's
Poopy Boodle. Oh yes, I know.
It's like wrestling.
So I'm going to call out, there's a Halloween attraction called Bates Motel in Glen Mills, PA. It's one of the top haunts out there.
That's debatable.
No. It's their number one.
Bates Motel. Hey, it's all
right. Everywhere in America.
I thought Pennhurst was scarier. I'm just saying.
Dude, you could say
it. Respect to Caner, I'm just saying I thought it was scarier.
Hey, this is what...
As a guy who doesn't really get scared of haunted houses like that, I just thought it was scary.
Dude, I thought Pennhurst is good, too. But you ever go to Pennhurst?
I've been to all of them.
Which ones?
Pennhurst, Eastern State, Bates Motel, Jason's Woods. The only one I haven't gone to yet is Field of Scream.
What about Fright Fest and Great Six Flags?
Nah, Fright Fest is...
But...
Not worth the money, in my opinion.
Penitent, that one, it was a friend's bachelor party, so we went up there. And we did ghost hunting, and that shit was awesome. We got some shit. You heard it.
What?
Remember the thing? You're like, you want us to leave? And he's like, yes. And you're like, I'm done. I don't want to listen to this anymore.
Oh yeah, we just did that walkie-talkie thing, and that guy just randomly like went off fucking ghost face from Scream on us on the walkie-talkie. Yeah, that was weird.
You know what you haven't used in a long time?
What's that?
That walkie-talkie app where you were fucking around with those marks.
Oh, yeah. You know, I deleted it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you deleted it after that one really creepy guy where it was like, yes, I'm here.
Oh, God.
That was funny. Oh, remember the wrestler guy? He's like, only workers allowed.
I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Okay, I'm DB Richards.
JCL.
It's friend.
DRS.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Whoa.